Now to neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with one of the big beef stories of 2010, getting a deal on the death tax. Back on that in just a moment.
Glyphosate has and can be a trusted herbicide for all area farmers, but some weeds are becoming resistant to glyphosate. Johnston Enterprises would like to invite you to join with Bear Crop Science in a proactive effort to fight resistant weeds and ensure profitable farming in Oklahoma for many years to come. Visit our website at www.jeinc.com. That's www.jeinc.com, and click on the Respect the Rotation tab for more details.
Neighbors, we're pleased to invite you to this year's Grass to Grid Customer Appreciation Female Sale happening December 30th, started at 12 noon at the Beaver River Livestock Auction, Beaver, Oklahoma. They'll be selling 800 commercial bred cows, bred heifers, and open heifers. These are eye-appealing, practical cattle that'll be functional for all types of commercial operations. For more details about this year's Grass to Grid Customer Appreciation Female Sale, contact Jeff Berkwin, 806-886-3145. 806-886-3145. We've been talking about the need to have something done on the death tax for years now, and when it all came together earlier this month during the lame duck between the GOP and President Obama, it was an incredible relief for the beef industry. Here's how we reported it earlier on the Beef Buzz. Along the way, that will mean including the death tax deal, the estate tax revisions made and agreed to by the president and by the GOP. This is basically to address the fact that in 2011, if not changed, we'll revert back to $1 million exemption and a 55% estate tax on everything above that. The deal in the tax cut package is a $5 million exemption per person and a 35% top tax rate for the death taxes that would be levied. According to Colin Woodall, National Cattlemen's Beef Association, it's a red letter day for the cattle industry.
A huge victory for us, Ron. To be able to go to a $5 million exemption per person, $10 million per couple, and to reduce the tax rate down to 35% for everything over that is something that we've been pushing for a couple of years now. It looked like it had been out of reach for us, especially when we saw the proposals that were voted on Saturday here in the Senate. So to see this in the president's proposal and this new compromise, I think says a lot for the efforts of not only NCBA and the cattle industry, but all of agriculture to finally get some folks' attention and let them know that we need some relief from the death tax. So we are very pleased with what we're seeing. The push right now is going to be to make sure that we maintain that and make sure that it ends up in the final package that gets voted on.
How surprising is it this appeared?
Well, actually, when you think back on it, it's not that surprising because we were able to get a vote on this very same proposal in the Senate back in April of 2009. That is when Senator Kyle and Lincoln first put this proposal out there. So we know that we've had the votes in the Senate all along to make it happen. I think that was one of the things that helped push us over because they knew that there was support for it. In the House, we've had some support for it, too. So you know, it was a big push and a hard fight, but I can't say that I'm completely surprised. But, yeah, we knew that it was also still going to be an uphill battle. So to see this here, like I say, bodes well. But of course, now the negotiations start again. We just need to make sure that we maintain this rather than find it whittled down sometime over the next couple of days.
President Barack Obama, one of those not particularly happy with the estate tax deal, the $5 million exemption, 35% tax rate. He says it's too generous. He says the Republicans have asked for more generous treatment of the estate tax than I think is wise or warranted, but we have insisted that it will be temporary. It's a two-year extension at this level. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Producers Cooperative Oil Mill, with 64 years of progress through producer ownership. They've been involved for decades with cotton producers and gins across our region as they've crushed the cotton seed and marketed the products. Now they've gone beyond cotton seed. They're now crushing sunflowers and canola, among other crops. Call Brandon Winters, 405-232-7555, for more information on the oilseed crops they're crushing. Producers Cooperative Oil Mill, proud sponsors of our daily email.
That's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.